the time.
Go inside the Beltway to talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around. Wow, Ellen, you've been on the road. Where have you gone lately in your world travels?
I was in South Sudan, and then I went to Boston, and I've been in New York and Washington, and back to New York and back to Washington, and I'm going to Montana tomorrow for my film that was made about me is going to be in the Big Sky Film Festival in Montana.
Very cool. I saw that film. That was good. You're like a whirling dervish.
Well,
it portrays
a lot of money from the film. That's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's
not
great.
Not for me, everybody. It's for South Sudan.
Yeah, which is terrific. And we'll remind everyone about the goats, too. I always tell them on the show. We'll do that again a little bit later. Let's dive into what's happening in Washington, a bunch of things, including what's coming up tomorrow. But first, I wanted to ask you about this because, of course, the listeners are calling and debating this whole thing and what's going on here with the payroll tax cut. It was just a simple yes vote, right, on the report?
Well, it hasn't been a vote yet. They don't expect the vote to actually probably happen till Friday, possibly. But yes, it will be voted in the House, and it will be three things. The tax cut, the payroll tax cut, the doctor fix for Medicare, and also the extension of unemployment.
Well, so again, 10 months is the key number there. The other big thing is the robocalling. The FCC has some new rules. This drives all of us crazy. What's the new rules?
Well, basically, you have to opt in if you want robocalls, which means, of course, nobody's going to do that unless they forget or whatever, whatever. However, it does not include political ad calls, so you're still going to get those.
All right, so just get ready for them. I get them like every third day, so I must be on the list.
They just drive me crazy.
Yeah, they do. They drive me crazy, too. The budget hearing, of course, the president's budget at the beginning of the week arrives with a thud. The Republicans go on the attack. And who's the leader of the band for the Republicans on this?
Well, it's Representative Paul Ryan. He basically went after the White House budget director. Of course, it goes Democrat, Republican, for the various questioning. Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, or Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, who's also head of the Democratic National Committee, said that every new dollar in revenue was coupled with a $2.50 cut in spending. She also said the president took out $30 billion in subsidies to the oil companies. Of course, that's probably not going to pass because they lobby Capitol Hill like you can't believe.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. One other thing on the Today stuff, because this is also was heavily debated on America Tonight. I got a ton of email on this about the president announcing the 80% cut in the nuclear arsenal. So what's the scoop there? You had a Republican from Arizona, Trent Frank, saying that he was worried about it. What happened today?
Well, he was very worried about it. He said he thought it would be very bad if we cut it back to 1,000 nukes. But you know something? If you have 1,000 nukes, and even if 500 of them get taken out, but, of course, if 500 get taken out, we're not going to have a planet anymore. But, okay, I think 1,000 quite does the job.
1,000. All right, so Ellen says 1,000 does the job. Get off his back, right?
How about this
tomorrow? Tomorrow, the House is taking off a bill on protecting investment in the oil shale. What's going on? I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the particulars on that bill either, but it does have something to do with protecting people's investment and companies' investment. It's another oil company bill.
Yeah. All right, so you already mentioned... Yeah, you already mentioned the other thing that we're eyeballing right at the top, saying, yeah, the payroll tax bill, that's by Friday. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much for joining us from Talk Radio News. So we were talking about there, including those robocalls. Raise your hand, because, you know, I have those special glasses where I can see across the land. Raise your hand if you've ever gotten any of those annoying calls. All my hands are up. I can't tell you how many I've gotten. Bunch of political ones, certainly, but calls on other things, too, as well. And I don't think we're going to see any big changes there. Promises, promises. But this whole opt-out thing, it was just like the being solicited, you know, the calls for being solicited for XYZ. How many of those calls do you get? I'll tell you, I get a call from, I'm thinking the pharmacy is Walgreens. And they keep saying, you have, your prescription is ready to be picked up. It is $105. I call them and say, I've never had a prescription there. I've never, ever in my life filled anything there. Take us off your list. I don't know why I get calls every single day of my life about picking up my prescription. And then Walgreens tells me they're going to do it. And then every single day I get the call again. I finally just give up and I have turned the phone off so that I don't get that call. It's on the machine ultimately when I turn the ringer down, but I get it every day. I am not kidding you. If you work for Walgreens and you're listening, please contact me through americatonight.net. I mean, it's just crazy. So with the calls, telemarketers have to get permission in writing, supposedly, before placing an automated call or sending any kind of a text message to all of us, any of us, under these new requirements. But trust me, there's ways around this, and they still get through the net somehow, some way. So we're going to talk about that during this hour of America Tonight. Also, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you interested in, I'm surprised, because we kind of, you know, we talked about it the first couple of days, but a lot of you curious about Whitney Houston, and some even saying, what's the big deal with Whitney Houston? Yes, she had a great voice, but she was troubled. People knew she was sledding down the wrong path, and this was bound to happen. I guess it's because of the age thing and the suddenness of it in a different way, sort of like Heath Ledger. But I'm surprised at how many emails I got. So at the tail end of the hour, I promise you we will run to the mailroom and check the mailbag. Coming up on the flip side, though, we're going to talk more about the politics of the day. Rick Santorum with more in his war chest, $3.6 million is what he not scrimped and saved to run on, but is what he earned. Yeah. And so when I say he got more in his war chest, he did, because when that story came out, he got a couple of pretty big checks, making him the average, well, above average, middle class guy, because of everybody who's running, he has the least in the kitty to, you know, to his name, since he's released the tax returns, in other words, but it played to his advantage because he was able to capitalize on it and get some money as a result of it. So the last 4 years of those tax returns showed that was what he was making. So his tax rate, if I'm right, would just be under 30%, 28.3%, because now we're all stuck on this number of what are you paying and what about the president screaming about the Buffett rule and all that sort of thing. So he made it official and released everything that he had made in the Senate. And then he lost the race for Senate, and a couple of things that happened to him, his house, the value dropped, medical bills for his child that was born with a disability, that kind of stuff. So he's just putting it all out there for everybody to digest, and it turned in his favor with a couple of big checks. Stay with us on the flip side. A lot of buzz in the backyard. What is it about? We're going to tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Two things people are talking about across this country. I don't care what your accent is, whether you hail from the south, the north, the southwest, any of the nooks and crannies. People are buzzing about the president's budget that would dump trillions more, ultimately, eventually at the end of the line, into, which would be wrapped into the deficit. I think I gave the number the other day that if you do the math, for each individual person, it'd be 17 grand. We'd be paying, you know, 17 grand. And remember, the president's promise was by the end of his first term, the deficit would be cut in half. And in fact, that's not what happened. He dumped in almost another 6 trillion. But I'm harping on the same thing, but I know that you feel it. I know that based on, as I was talking about the craziness of some of the Whitney Houston emails that I got, and not crazy, but just the pile of them that I noticed. I had had 11 on that one subject. Of course, the rest of the emails are about what's going to happen to the 10-month payroll tax cut, and how's that all going to be paid for, and what does it really mean to all of us? And then the whole budget thing. We never have a budget. It's like we operate without a budget. It's the craziest thing ever. If all of our households operated that way, whether you're single, married, whatever your circumstances, you know what happens. You would collapse. You would flip upside down. Ultimately, when people aren't at least organized to know what's coming in and what's going out, it's a zero-sum game, and you'll fall on your head. The other buzz in the backyard, I'm going to save, but it involves higher prices when you pull up to the pumps to fill up, right? And we're all doing that unless we're walking to work or we work from home. And what could have offset those prices somewhat is now probably going to be option that's taken off the table. Let's go to Harry in North Carolina. Harry, you're our leadoff man. What's up?
Hey, Miss Delaney, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Do me a favor, Harry. Can you just turn your radio down a little bit in the background because it's echoing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I do that all the time, too.
Golden Retriever behind you?
There's a Golden Retriever behind me. Hey, what do you want to talk about, Harry?
The budget. I have a question. I am a freshman in college. And my question is, with Obama's budget plan, he's closing down bases, he's cutting troops. So that's going to add to our unemployment rate, correct?
It is, because now you figure all that. That's a good question, because now you figure all the military, they're looking for work. Where are they getting work? Same thing. That was why there was that push to hire veterans. That was something that's been talked about the last month or so. And you're right, because that will still, no matter what, add to the unemployment rolls. Yes.
Well, I'm a veteran as well, but that's neither here nor there. But how's that going to help our budget if the unemployment rate goes up again to like what's it like 10.9 something right now?
No, it's 8.3. But you said the right number. I think it's really 9 or 10. But the official number is 8.3. It's bad. It's a terrible number. Yes, won't it jump up when we don't have these jobs to replace? I agree with you. I see where you're going with it. Absolutely.
But how is this going to help the budget if we're paying for the unemployment of these troops, of these civilians? Because most military bases that I have been in have a lot of civilians working, whether they're cooks, whether they're mowing the lawns, or whatever. They're going to be unemployed because these bases are closing, and that's going to add to the unemployment rate, and we have to provide for these people. We have to provide for my brothers and sisters who wear a uniform. We have to provide for the people that take care of the bases and take care of our troops. How's this going to help our budget?
Yeah, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you, Harry. Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned Mahal. I'm going to talk more about that. Thanks for the call. When you close the bases, I've seen this because I've covered bases before, like Lompoc Air Force Base in California. In Lompoc, California, they were scared to death because it was on a list for possible closure, although I never thought that was going to happen. And you're right. I've seen what happens when a base closes down. What does it do to the area? All the other people you mentioned, they're stuck. They're stuck because they're unemployed. You have to embrace the military. How can you not? I mean, thanks for your service too, by the way, Harry. How can you not help veterans out when they come back? They, after serving again and again and again, how can you not help a vet get a job? And we hear the pretty language. You know, this is what the president pushes when he was out speaking to the $35,000 a plate club. He has talked about that stuff. He's talked about it on some of the campaign stops when he's gone to various bases. But the reality is the words don't match what the action is, because we're stuck in this quandary with this budget that has no meat to it. It has to be funded somehow. So where's the money coming from? And the answer is we go deeper into a deficit. We grab a shovel and we start to shovel even some more. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, well, first of all, we don't have to look after them. People have to look after themselves. That's the problem. We're getting into a welfare mentality where we say, oh, the government's got to look after them, and the government's got to do this. No, people have got to look after themselves. This is $800 billion in debt again, another budget deficit. And, you could balance the budget, okay, if you just took 10% this year, 10% the next year, in 2 years, you could balance the budget. It would, if you have to just do the math, you knock off 10%, then, you knock off almost $400 billion, and then you knock off another $400 billion. In 2 years, you could deliver to the American people a balanced budget. But, you know, if they do that, they wouldn't then have anything to fight about on TV. They couldn't raise all that money. I mean, look at all the money. It's all about the money, you know. Look at all the money that's being raised on TV and in campaign ads. And you know what? Half of these votes don't even count. They're on uncommitted delegates. And the votes sometimes aren't even secret. The caucuses, they're not even a secret ballot. So not
right.
only do all the votes not count, they're not even secret. It's a big game being played out there, Kate.
Oh, and I agree. I agree. What you said right there, Tomas, was a smart comment. It's a big game being played out there, and you spelled it out. Do they really want it to go away? Because you have to have a carrot. They have a carrot now to go back and forth with. It's your fault. Look at the deficit. It's their fault. We have to keep doing that because of the position they put us in. This is why we have to tax the wealthy. You're right. You figured out the scenario. Yes.
And, there's one guy out there who doesn't play with lobbyists. That's why nobody in the media
Ron
likes
Paul.
Him. He doesn't get any questions in the debate, even if it's about Medicare or abortion. There's only one doctor. They won't talk to him because he's going to cut the money out. He's going to cut $1 trillion. He's going to cut foreign aid, and no one wants that to happen. But guess what? There's no money. We're just printing money. And people say, well, you got to take care of the poor. Well, pretty soon, everybody's going to be poor because you cannot keep on printing money. And you know what? We've been saying that for years. But when it comes to roost, when the chickens come back, then they're going to say, oh, man, I wish we could have changed this. But it's going to happen.
You're right.
You know, it's going to have to come from that. Anyway, thanks for the opportunity, Kate.
Yeah, you're always good, Tomas. Thanks. It's nice to hear from you. He's right. He and I have been talking about this for a long time, especially when he's talking about the quantitative easing. That's the pretty name for it. But so all of you know, if you haven't heard this before, you know, go to your wallet, open it up, pick out some of the money that you have, and I guarantee it's not accounted for. When I say that, it's just print the money. Well, geez, we need more money, so let's just print it. And there's no accountability, and that's why we've seen the dollar, one of the reasons why we've seen the dollar become so weak. You just print the money, just throw it out there. We might as well throw paper out into the streets. I mean, seriously, you could equate it with that. It's become that ridiculous. And Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the king of the coin, every time he walks up to the hill, geez, we didn't think it was going to be this rough, and it's just not quite where we thought we would be with the economy. Baloney. It's all part of the play, and unfortunately, we just get to watch while the players strut across the stage and control our economic futures. That's why you got to pay attention to who's running in your neck of the woods so you can make an informed decision. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All right, the buzz in the backyard. We got through part of it, but there's still some left on the table we're going to get to in just a second. We had a couple of good calls there. If you want to throw in your two cents, please do. 800-259-5791. You can also get to us through americatonight.net and through the miracle of our friends at Pal Talk. Hello, big shout out to Jack Down Under. You can actually see the show on our little satellite facility, and a lot of you are great active chatters. So one of the things that popped up was in talking about the military and talking about cuts, because, you know, Leon Panetta's been warning about that. Highlight says, when I was little, my father worked a civilian job on a naval base. It closed. He lost his job, and he used to take me with him when he looked for a new job. I like what he says. You could tell he's got to be a little bit of an optimist, though. He says, for me, it was fun. So he was a kid. It was fun. But obviously talking about the situation, what happens. Then when it comes to taxes, I'm for a fair tax or a flat tax, and apparently some of the people listening to the show are, too. Harry and Crystal say, well, I'm for a fair tax. Jack says, we need everyone to pay 10% for everybody. See, the problem is, of course, the IRS is part of the big government machine, and it's got its claws, the machine called the dirty three letters, the IRS, in a lot of pies. There's a lot of people making a good living working for the IRS in various capacities, and they don't want that to go away anytime soon. Collect the taxes, go after the people. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I had lunch with a guy the other day who told me, he said, geez, have you ever gone through an audit? And I said, oh, thank goodness, no, I have never gone through an audit. He was doing insurance. He was working insurance. And when you do insurance, a lot of times when you first start, you have to do the commission thing, and then it catches up with the rest of it, with ultimately what you get paid with the premiums. And he was, at the time, he was 25, trying to eke out a living, and they came after him. They audited him because accidentally he had gotten W-2s and a 1099 and didn't know what to do with the 1099, so ignored it, used the W-2, and then they said he owed some crazy amount of money. Crazy for him, then. He owed $15,000. He was making nothing, really. And then they scared him, made him prove all the mileage, everything else. He spent a whole weekend coming up with everything that really he had, and he was making poverty wages. And in the end, they ended up giving him a check for $200 because he didn't claim enough. And these are the kinds of things sometimes that I think are ridiculous. The people that get attacked for really tiny amounts of money where they really should be getting money back, they're going to get a refund. Like, he got a refund, so maybe it was a blessing in disguise for him because he ended up getting that. So, interesting. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in on any of the stuff that we're talking about. I said the buzz in the backyard. One of the things I wanted to make sure that I got in was, and you know, this is one of my favorite things, and I get bombarded with people not agreeing, and I love that. You don't agree, you can always call this show. If you are a liberal Democrat, if you are a moderate Democrat, if you are a conservative, whatever you label yourself, it doesn't matter. Everybody's welcome. I say that, I mean that. Feel free to call, be a part of the show, or send a note. Something gets you hot under the collar, or you have a different opinion, please. So the Keystone Pipeline. I like the Keystone Pipeline. I did a little homework on the Keystone Pipeline. I feel pretty confident that the Keystone Pipeline would be a successful project, and I don't feel as though it's going to blow up in somebody's backyard and contaminate their water and send us running for the hills, that we made a huge mistake. So here's the scoop. Canada is not going to wait around. They want the money. So why are they going to wait around? They're not. They're going to take the pipeline and go the Pacific route through their country and dump it on China, which China will eagerly take, as they have the biggest population. They will take the oil that they are given and run with it and make money on it. So whatever they pay, they're going to end up making money back. What's happened now is in Alberta, the optimism of the people there that this great pipeline that they were so excited about was going to run through the United States and as planned and then to somewhere else, going to the Asian markets. So China wins either way. We would get a little, but really going to the Asian markets. So here's the thing. If it's not the United States, then it's somewhere else. And it's exactly what I said. I talked to somebody in Canada today who told me, a pretty decent source, who told me that they had pretty good intel, although you're not going out on a huge limb, that most likely this is going to be dead for the U.S. if something doesn't happen soon. Because if it starts in Alberta and it doesn't go to the U.S. and it doesn't end up in the large refineries on the Gulf Coast, then they're just going to have to do it the other way. Now, if the U.S., if the Keystone Pipeline got built, it went through, with the U.S. importing 10 million barrels of oil, whether it's dropping the bucket or not, then they might as well get as much as they can, or we, from Canada. That makes sense to me. Plus, it creates jobs. It creates jobs. I understand. They were worried in Nebraska. They did a reroute. They were worried. So that's exactly what happened. They adjusted it. They tweaked the plan, sent it to the State Department. But the government hasn't committed to a timetable. They're not saying anything about it. The idea is, until the election's over, we really don't want to touch it. The economic benefits, whatever the jobs are, they're not that inflated. I mean, it's obvious that there's going to be a lot of work for people. Absolutely, there's going to be a lot of work. The energy that would create, the economic development, Come on. And the security of the whole thing. We don't have to break our backs worrying about the OPEC nations and the stranglehold that they have on oil. Yes, it would still affect our allies. Yes, we would have a teeny bit of concern, but we wouldn't be beholden. So you have China really emerging as an economic player, a power player, big time. And they need the energy. They have so many people. They've got cars all over the place from Beijing all the way into the countrysides. I mean, you're talking about, you know, this massive population. So, sure, they'll take it. They'll take it. If they can get it, they'll take it. And the Canadian Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, is now saying he just went to China and he met with the present and the future leaders of that country. So I think there's reason for concern. I mean, the Canadians are saying, we've got the energy. Just come on and get it. It's a terrible, terrible mistake for the U.S. You have the Prime Minister of Canada in China, no less, saying these words, America doesn't seem to want our oil. We'll sell it to China. We'll sell it to China. So we're the ones that are going to lose in the middle of this because of political nonsense. That's what's going to happen. The pushback from Washington initially saying, yes, we bless this, and then ultimately turning around and changing their minds. And it's going to cost us economically. It's going to cost us jobs that would boost the economy. It's going to cost the oil that would boost the economy. I mean, just all the way around, I think it's a bad deal for the U.S. to miss out on this. I really do. It's a super big play. But instead, we'll play our little political game and a little political game that the politicians are trotting out for everybody to talk about again and again and again is the payroll tax cut. Friday, you heard at the top the conversation with Ellen Ratner. Friday, the vote should be just made official. Really, it should be made official. In fact, I thought they were just going to bless it during the day on Wednesday, the way it was flying through. It didn't seem like it would be a big problem. Here's a couple of different perspectives. John Boehner, who's getting shellacked for giving in to the Democrats, tries to answer the call about the compromise. And then the president says, oh, this is all good.
I think there's an agreement in principle, but there are a lot of details that are yet to be worked out. And I'm hopeful that that'll be wrapped up today. We made a decision to bring them to the table so that the games would stop and we would get this work done.
I'm glad to see that Congress seems to be on the way of making progress on extending the payroll tax cut so taxes don't go up on all of you and 160 million working Americans.
Yeah, oh my, oh my, oh my. So there you go. The payroll tax cut officially gets blessed on Friday. It continues to It continues to be part of your paycheck, if you want to look at it that way for most people, for the next 10 months. But the House and the Senate have sealed the final agreement. I mean, they're going to renew the 2 percentage point cut in payroll tax and the jobless benefits, which many of you were referring to in the beginning of the show. So it's here. It's happening. And you'll see it in the check, but will you pay for it down the line? That's the key. How much will you end up paying in the not too distant future for a little tiny bit of relief in the interim? And I'll tell you what, it's a big retreat for the Republicans. Big retreat for the Republicans for what they were initially saying. Mm-mm-mm. All right, hang with us. We're checking the mail next.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before we exited this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. So let's do that. Without further ado, how about a check of the old mail?
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Ooh, indeed. All right, there were groups of mails, as I said, that poured in on certain subjects, but here are a couple of other ones. Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer out of Vermont, says, peace talks in Afghanistan would be wonderful, but Karzai and his pals and the other side should be pressed for economic and geopolitical payback to the U.S. Yeah, like we're going to see that. These folks must be forced to pay for our expenses, including but not limited to substantial allocation to the care and treatment of our wounded warriors. Wouldn't that be nice? Karzai should be brought to the U.S. to do public service in every major city. Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan. Other than that, we should invite the Russians back in under the threat of restricting Russian immigration to the U.S. Ooh, now he talks. How would they feel about that? I have met so many Russians since I went back east in Washington and New York this year. And even in Texas, I've met a lot of people from Russia who now embrace the United States. This from Dale, who says, I read this morning on a news report that Osama bin Laden's brother-in-law said Osama advises children to leave, or to live, rather, in the West, get an education, and live in peace. This is a backward attempt to give this killer and terrorist some sense of humanity about him. I'm not buying it. I believe, like the British journalist, we should have displaced his body on top of... I think he wanted to say display. We should have displayed his body on top of the Ground Zero Muslim holy house with a pork chop in his mouth and a fire axe in a place where you don't want to know. Ooh, Dale, fired up about something that he read. Yeah, the thing is that here's the deal. So if he was devoted, Osama bin Laden, to killing Westerners and our horrible way of life, it's hypocritical, but we've seen this before with jihadists and those who want to eliminate all who are not a part of the group, who are not buying into what the group is selling. So, of course, go to the West, partake in everything that's offered there, including a great education, come back and use it with us. That's really what I think Osama bin Laden's deal is. But I get what Dale is saying, that are they trying to soften his image up? And how infuriating is that? Because why should the image be softened up? I mean, you know, come on. Give me a break. How do you feel about Osama bin Laden? I guess the point is moot in a sense because Osama bin Laden is dead and gone. But the aftermath, and how it's perceived, some of the conspiracy theories, some of the other things that are flying around up there. Listen, I could turn you on to probably 15 different people that will tell you 15 different things that, one, really happened, two, what the cover-ups were, and three, ultimately, he just wasn't such a bad guy after all. Oh, I can't even listen to that. I can't even listen to the he wasn't such a bad guy after all conversation. I have to leave, walk away, or do something. Remember, I was in New York. I watched this thing happen. All of you felt it. There's nobody, regardless if you were in the city, had a connection to the city or not. All of you in some way felt it, and you certainly felt the aftermath. The Whitney Houston emails, a couple of different ones. Here's one from Ben Wise. Whitney Houston had a beautiful voice. It's tragic the way her life ended. But, Kate, I'm so sick of people fawning all over Whitney Houston. Listen, we know what she was all about. She had a ton of money. She was compensated. So if she blows her life, that's her fault. Sorry not to be so cruel. But why is it more people know about Whitney Houston than they do about our deficit? Ridiculous. Grow up, people. Here's one from Scott Eberly, who says, Whitney Houston was the bomb in The Bodyguard. I enjoyed some of her songs, but talk about blowing up a life to make it seem like she was this incredible icon. I just don't get it. Probably it's because we have too many celebrity shows. Well, that's part of it. Celebrity sells. So especially salacious, terrible things that happen. You have TMZ. You have CNN. I think everybody has an entertainment portion or show now, even Fox does, because people thirst for that kind of stuff. The numbers are big. They sell a lot of advertising. Yes, celebrity gossip is huge. And when you have a Whitney Houston dying in a bathtub in the Beverly Hills Hotel, sure, it's going to make very, very big news. This one from Rick Garrett. Hi, America Tonight. Really enjoying the show. When I first tuned in, I wasn't sure, but now I'm crazy about you, and I'm telling all of my friends. Here's the thing. The Whitney Houston deal, who cares? Michael Jackson was bigger, but even then, no offense to the Jackson family, I could have given two hoots. We are so tired of these celebrities who are pampered, spoiled, make a ton of money, live a charmed life, and then they decide to kill themselves through pills or other means. We're all a bunch of enablers. I like that comment at the end. We're all a bunch of enablers. Let's see. Let's move on to the payroll tax cut. Also got big buzz. This from Jeff Farnham, who says, Kate, I'm up to my eyeballs with the payroll tax extension and what they're going to do or not. We all know the dance. We knew it was going to happen. So now it gets pushed off again anyway. And do people really realize that we are digging ourselves an even bigger hole that we cannot climb out of easily? Yours. Well, it's what we say. It's what I say. Yes. We keep digging ourselves in a bigger hole. I mean, it's our grave, and we're just keep on pulling it out. We just keep on doing what we shouldn't be doing. You have to cut that deficit, but that means hard choices. It means cutting government. You have to. It's the government jobs are the thing now. So is it big government, medium government, small government, too much government? This is the answer. We're not cutting the programs. We're not cutting the making the choices that need to be made. Here's one from Ken Lisbon. Payroll tax cut. It's just a back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm so tired of both parties. I wish somebody would come up with a brand new party. It wouldn't take much to entice me. Man, I'd probably even go and campaign for them. Yeah, touche. That's the real buzz in the backyard. People are... We know this because the approval ratings for Congress have never been more dismal. So there's not a lot of favorite Congress folks or senators out there. Not everybody. I mean, it's a huge body, but that's also part of the problem. The voices of reason get drowned out because of the rest of the people who ultimately will caucus, gather, be part of the committees, and then come up and pass what they want to pass or try to get through the pipeline what they can get through the pipeline, let's say. Here's one from Matt McConnell. Bravo America Tonight. I've listened to a lot of different talk shows. I like that you have a very plain spoken way, just talking about what I believe you think are the top things going on in America, not necessarily stuff that is fed to you, in other words. So the outrage of the day over payroll tax cuts and the fact that, in a way, we're just putting another Band-Aid, as you call it, over it seems to be ridiculous to me. Can we afford to lose $20 every check to ultimately preserve our future? Trust me, it'll be much worse if we don't. Well, it's already worse. Because most people, what's going to have to happen is most people are just going to have to work till they drop dead, the average person. Or they're going to have to retire in a manner that they really don't want to retire in. And who knows, more families may move in with each other. Unless we really turn a very, very, very big corner and we do it rapidly. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.